and it's possible. And especially when you look at the fact that in today's economy, anybody can invest. When you can invest on your smartphone, if you have Robinhood or Cash App or any of these other platforms, it's possible for you to do too. So with that, I'm going to introduce my co-host, Ms. Ione McNeil. And I only want to share and introduce our special guest. And he's going to come on, and share how do you actually start and run a successful investment club. Ione, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Akari. How can I box for him?
I put the feelers out, say, hey, I have friends that might be in the investment club. So we called him, and I'll tell you, five years ago, it was people who had no knowledge of investing, very conservative. to our meetings are like 2 hours and we have live discussion.
You know what I mean? We're
talking about like 2 weeks ago about going and Shopify and going back and forth. And
this is like, I can tell myself I'm very proud, right?
And so one thing someone said a quote to me is that friends do not let friends go broke.
Right.
Friends do not let friends go broke.
So if I have
that, tweet that.
Yeah, this is what's about, right? Once you have people around you, you might get ideas about different companies, you've heard of, you're like, okay, so there's a lot of great benefits, and so now what I want to do today is I'm not going to do just by PowerPoint, but I do want to just kind of share a little bit about who BetterVest is. I know
and a little about your story. I started in 2015 pretty much with the investment club model. I took the knowledge of all the stock investing.
I actually applied my own 401k plan, and so whatever our club was buying, I was buying, and now I was using tools, and today I see my portfolio grow exponentially, right? So I'm on course to becoming financially free in the next five years. I'm four years old, and so part of my story was I didn't have best credit, tried to do real estate at one point, and it took a lot of time, and I found stock investing was a great fit for me. I think it's another great avenue as far as building wealth. I can definitely see that for myself. I saw my portfolio with all my accounts, including 401k and my private accounts, quick to $1 million, and stuff. So I never thought that could be possible at this age of 40. So it's definitely there, but it takes time, right? This is not a get rich quick scheme. This is all about learning and then sharing wealth as well. I knew the investment club was very good. Like I said, I'm going to not let my friends go broke. I'm out from Grambling State University, so I told my fraternity brothers I pledged with, I said, hey, let's start an investment club, right?
We go down to homecoming, party, wherever we go, you know, we go to each other's weddings. Why don't we do something together?
And so the year after I started my club in my neighborhood, I got on a web, and I got my line, and I formed a club. And so that's been great, right? So it's once a month, I had a touch point to not only build with my friends, but also just check in on them, right? You know, we having kids and stuff like that, kids grow up, so that's another great component. Then again, I said, all right, I don't want to let my friends go broke. I was visiting my family in D.C. and I said, hey, I'm in the best club, why don't we do the best club as a family? So that's been great. So we've been in the club maybe almost two years, and we have our age ranges from 13, I have a cousin 16, to 22, the majority of us in our 40s and a half.
My great aunts and uncles are there in their 70s, right?
And so everybody is collaborating, working together and stuff. And this is great to see even the elders taking on the best clubs and really getting into it, right? My father is doing stock studies and coming up with recommendations. She's coming in like, hey, we need to buy some more PayPal. This is what's going on in the industry. So she's, you know, following that, you know, recommending them buy.
I'm like, go ahead, Queen.
You know, and so it's great, great to see my family just involved into stock investment. And so, that's part of who I am. Is there anything else you want to share about who I am?
We are going to stop sharing for a second.
Empower yourself financially. You know, Kari and I have talked quite a bit about the economic gap in the community. And one way to bridge that gap is to share the knowledge, what you all are doing. Because people perish for lack of knowledge. And once we have this knowledge and then implement and put that knowledge into action. And those who have been investing are testaments to The power of investing in good, solid companies on a regular basis for the long haul. It will make financially free. Absolutely. So I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you, Byron. And feel free to chime in, Byron. Everybody, family on Zoom. Byron is my mentor, a lot of the bigger. I wouldn't be a better man than what Byron was, right? Just let you all know, right? So, he is, since, in the major terms, I am. So I don't die to live anymore as Byron, I would say.
Well, you just shared something that I wanted to just have an aha moment myself when you said I am a better investor when I heard.
So just want to share a couple slides, the process and everything else, as well, and then how we navigate the website to get more information. But, you know, we don't need to talk about why I have that club, right? I said a little bit earlier, golf is a setup process, and then more tools. Pretty much, what is the best club? It's pretty much an individual investor who pull their resources together to become more successful investors. Usually the meetings I held monthly, right? So it's not a huge time commitment. My wife, you know, trying to spread it out, trying to spread myself thin, but, you know, it's usually one Sunday out of the month, one Friday out of the month, right? So whenever you want to hold a meeting, usually this is one Monday out of the month, right? So we can all kind of carve out maybe one or two hours just to educate ourselves.
Another thing is, all members hold investments together, right? That's part of that phenomenon, right? Cooperative economics, that's why you pull our resources together to build something. This is the perfect testament to that. You know, we all pull our resources together. There's an accounting software out there that treasurer will input in one's contributions, and that way you can see
who make the contribution and advise about automatic ascension, which is a great thing, kind of moves me as well. But that's the power up, right? So if you look at the stock market, you say, wow, I really want to invest in Amazon, right? I believe in this model, but I don't have $2,600 in Amazon, but if you pull 10 or 12 people together, you all pull your money, you can buy shares of Amazon, right? So that's another benefit of that. One thing I definitely recommend all clubs do is have all members present a stock for the club, right? This is not a place where I show up one month, give you a check, and then I just back my shares and let my money work, right? You know, your club is not your financial advisor, right? Everybody has skin in the game and actually learn tools, right? Because the goal is to educate yourself, not only present and buy stocks, that's my club, but also create or open your own account and then buy your own stocks as well, right? That is the goal, right? Another benefit, staying motivated, right? While you're improving your knowledge, so part of it is once you get in, if you're investing by yourself, you might get the feeling like, hey, I don't know if I'm making the right decision, right? Or you might kind of fall off, but being the best club, you go somewhere every single month, that becomes a habit, right? Allocating $25, $50, $100 a month, right? So you get more motivation to keep that going, right? While you're in your knowledge. And then also you have education, right? So you definitely have more people to give you more information and you start to learn about business. So I took my career in tech sales and sales engineering, and I started to look at the business of why I'm doing certain things, right? Especially things out. And so I was able to kind of translate that knowledge into a sales role, right? Where I could say, look at the business of why are they doing this, right? Why is my company doing this? And looking at sales and earnings and stuff. So it kind of gives you a different education skill set. And then, as an early buying power, owning most stocks, very, very capital, right? Going on, eight stocks with very, very capital, right? So that's one thing. And then same thing with numbers, right?
Any questions so far of why we should be going on that club? I do want to interject something because you make a really good point on that last slide, and I caught myself when I was talking to some advisors and students that are planning stock market games. For this summer, and when I was asked by Bob Flynn to speak about better investing, I said, you know, our group, our community is very used to communal activities.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us are in Greek organizations. A lot of us may go to church every Sunday. And that kind of attention to a group where you can get the best knowledge you feel will serve you. I don't know if we have done that yet on the personal financial level. And I think that better investing and even an investment club provides that. And like you said, it's one day out of a month. You know, that's actually how I came back a few years ago to my Better Invest South Florida chapter. Because I was like, you know what, I could do one the second Saturday out of the month, just show up, just be in the place, in the space, by osmosis. I'm not doing anything for the rest of the month, but I will show up.
So you committed to show up once a month, and what happened after that?
I do little things. So once you get there, you start to be involved, but at bare minimum, if you just kind of show up, a lot of people will be here on the call, at least you've been coming week after week, even if you don't even think about it, for the rest of the week, you know you're showing up Wednesday 7, you know, to get a little bit of information, and over time it just builds up, it fills your tank up, it piques your interest. You're going to come across something, or hear somebody say something, or connect it to somebody in your city, and that's what we want to provide here, but it is that we also want to invite interested and invite others to better investing as a whole, and also invest clubs as a whole, because it is one more place and space that you can provide community, but also the reaping the financial educational benefits from something centered around education and financial education and growing and building wealth. And the thing is, what you made a good point about us coming together, one thing that we're not talking about is finding money.
Right, and we teach our attitude.
So, if you have never invested, should you join a club first before starting your own? It's a personal preference. I mean, I'll let it come, but my thinking is, you can do it either way. You either want to start one, there's another lady on the call that last Saturday she went and sat in on another investment club to see.
How do they want to join them? So it's up to you either way. There's no preference. Yeah, I was going to say, no, like my friend, right? Do both parallel. Starting the club will take some time as far as the structure of it, and I'll go with that. But if you have interest, set up your own account. And I tell people all the time, if you're in a club, please set up your own personal account because you'll get in the meeting and you might present the stock as your passion, and the club doesn't vote it in, right? I had my buddy Jamil in our club. He presented Nike about two, three times in the club, and he got down. I was like, look, Jamil. just buy it on the side. I don't know why to, but you know, you feel passionate to do it. Right. And so sometimes you have to do that, right? The club as a collective, you know, might not agree, but you might say, well, you don't do what I'm saying, I'm going to do it on my own as well. Right.
And that's okay.
Right. And that's part of the new part about it. But definitely, you know, open up your own personal account today. Right. And then, you know, start your process of forming a basketball club. And then once you, you know, have all the tools, you definitely add it to your investment decisions, your buying decisions on your personal side as well.
I'm going to read Jackie's response to you. And Jackie's model investment club did meet this past Saturday, I think at 9:30. So, you know, go to the website, find a model club, sit in on one. Even the online chapter has a model club. You can sit on that.
Please remind me if I don't go over it to show what they're going to find my model up. So, real quick, who's better investing and what over this and not profit, a lot of people, investors. I think the other secret sauce about better investing is stock selection guide. It's an online tool, better investing website, where you can input a company and you can see the history of the company from a 10-year perspective. But then also you can add, you know, your 5-year judgment of where the company is going to go, right? And so it kind of gives you a little bit of help through Morningstar and say, hey, well, you know, 2-year outlook. And then you can say, I put my numbers right where the company is going to do for the next 5 years. And at the end, it will tell you if the stock is in a buy, hold, or sell range, right? So it's not like you're meeting at a club, you come in on Sunday, and you're like, well, you know what? I heard about this company. I think we should invest in it, right? This will give you some parameters to actually vet a stock out and say, you know, I like this company. Let me take a look at the history of this company, right? And so that's part of the education research. Another great thing about the SSG, as we call it, is there's a section that shows competitors. I'll give you a story. One of my line brothers, I was helping him out putting together his presentation and going over the tool. He wanted to look at Procter & Gamble. And so at the competitor section, it listed Estee Lauder, makeup. And so this big football player, ex-football player, makeup. And so Estee Lauder actually had better sales and earnings numbers than Procter & Gamble. And so his presentation was to that makeup company, right? You know, that wasn't something that he knew about, but through the stock selection guy and competitors, we found a better company to invest in. So I think this is one of the secret sauces of better investing is that tool. Another thing is conferences. I went to the Better Better Conference in 2018 in Orlando. That's when I met you. I am Jackie, and I met some folks in college and chapter, and I was definitely blown away. I'm not even from Orlando. I'm from Miami, right? I mean, these folks, they know what they're doing, right? I'm like, I don't need anything. I'm happy I'm here. And everybody is so friendly, so open, and you kind of help, stuff like that. You meet information, welcoming in. It is a great place. So once you become a member, please go to the conference. You definitely get a lot out of it. And then also we have webinars as well. So as an education piece of it, so you don't have to travel to one year conference, but definitely have webinars. And then another thing is we have a monthly magazine. right? So each mom in the magazine, they'll write out, different clubs, kind of say, hey, how I love, or like our club that select, like, would you stock study, like check up, right? And you had an advisor to look out for all those recommendations. They also kind of give a top 100 stock all investment clubs are behind and all that. So it gives you a lot of great information, right, that you can use. And then they have chapter four. So as I am in the South Florida chapter, we have chapters and directors that put on more localized events for your area. Also, we have chapter directors come out and do a chapter visit to say, hey, you need some help, come in and sit in on your session and give you some recommendations and stuff. So you definitely have support Reinvest into it. And then also investment in quality growth stocks, right? So this is not a trading looking at a 3 to 5 year time horizon. We know, like especially now, some stocks are not going to perform in the current environment, right? But you know, companies with great balance sheet, meaning that they don't have a lot of debt, or they have a lot of cash on hand. Those are great companies you will invest in because you know they'll survive by it, right? And also diversify, right? You know, definitely, don't put all your eggs in one basket, right? Say, you know what, I want to lean towards bank stocks, right? Tech, big tech stocks, right? But you got to have consumer staple stocks, like Coca-Cola, McDonald's, Coca-Cola, right? Different other companies, just because... You know, if I had travel leisure, right, invested all in that area when the pandemic hit, I would have lost a lot, right? If you diversify, then you can absorb some of those shocks, right? Not all your stocks in your portfolio is going to make you money, right? You have losers, and you have extreme winners as well. And that's key to diversifying. So here's the great part, right? All right, sorry, you gave me all this great information about why you should join or start an investment club, or why should we form a club within Better Investing. Now, what do we do? What is the process? So, step one is investment club. You know, pretty much you call together your friends, family, hey, I have this idea. I think we should definitely form the best club. Let's come together and meet, right? So we can come together, call, or meet together, whatever you can, discuss logistics, right? Time, place, meeting platform, Zoom, WebEx, whatever time I'm on, right? Discuss all logistics. And then also get a name, right? You got to have a name to your club, right? I was on the call yesterday with my friends that work out at the gym, right? And we came up with one name, financially fit, right? Kind of a pun on who we are, right? We are connected through the gym, right? So you got to come up with a name. You have to elect officers, right? So everybody's going to have a role. So in our group, Everyone is going to rotate off positions. So we recommend at least president, vice president. Our clubs usually have two treasurers, two secretaries. And then depending on size and area, kind of keep the meeting along, keep track of the votes. But you definitely need to elect officers. Determine if you type. You can do without it, but I know my clubs are already done with my corporation. Just so you can limit your exposure, right? Some have to do one individual club personally, that doesn't affect that club entirely, right? So I just recommend doing LLC just for that matter. And also, you could write off business ventures, going to conference and doing all that stuff as well, right? So, there's the business of having an LLC. Then you have to create a finalized partnership agreement. Here's a sample partnership agreement on the website as well. Partnership agreement is kind of laid out. You know, this structure of the club, right? What is the minimum contribution? How many meetings can you miss? When you withdraw the money, stuff like that, right? Terms of officers, right? So it kind of gets into the operational side of the organization that you're creating. It kind of gives you boundaries, right? So you all want to take seriously, right? No, people, they miss four or five meetings, then it's not going to be a hard conversation to say, hey, you know, we want your job. It's outlined in the partnership agreement, right? So it's set in stone and right, everyone agrees to it. So it makes those conversations easier to have. And then you have to kind of set up your accounts, right? As far as bank accounts and all that stuff. Other portion of it is create a federal tax ID or EIN. That's really simple. But also, if everyone is local, probably need to make sure you're located as far as your local grace, if you have a club like a Miami club or a line of revenue, find out, you know, date that has a low cost, stuff like that, you can use that one. So we got to file our article grace and create wages in that account. And then the other thing is open up your brokerage account. So you better have that in here, the brokerage company, that's where you place your trades and buy your trades. So the treasurers will have access to this site to actually buy the stocks and move all the cash that is collected from members into this brokerage account. Folio is another thing. The one thing I like about Folio is it offers commission-free trading. Even though now a lot of the firms have that feature. But also you can do partial shares, right? So I know that's just not going to start out popular, but it is a very useful tool, right? So if you want to buy Amazon, we don't have $700, you can buy a partial share, right? You can buy $200 and ride to grow that company. The other thing is once you create or open up a brokerage account, then you have to have somewhere to account for everyone's contribution, and that's the accounting software. And now, at any given time, you can go to my iPad member and see what is your portfolio allocation. So it gives you some checks and balances, if the treasurer is the money in the trade, all that, right? Also, the accounting software, the handles are tax time, like March 15th, be aware, it's not the same as your personal tax accounting. I ran into that date with one of my clubs, and we filed in April, and we got a nice letter from the IRS saying, hey, you owe money. So we had to kind of say, we didn't know the time. This software does automatically for you, right? So during tax time, you can click a button and basically file the club tax automatically to the IRS. So that is a great thing. And then also it gives out everyone's individual K-1 statement. K-1 statement is pretty much an IRS document saying, hey, you're a member of this business. Here's your percentage of any capital gains or capital losses. So if you sold a stock and you had a gain on that stock, you had to pay taxes on it. And so based off the percentage of ownership you have in the club is how much capital gains tax you have to pay. Right? So this software does that for you automatically. So now you don't have to hire an accountant, treasurer, you don't have to get out pen or paper, anything like that. And that's part of my IRA. So you create that account. And then you link that account to link Folio to my iClub. So anytime you may, trade, the updates in the county software. And then the next step is you have to do tool training, right? So that's where you can look online, some guidance, or you can reach out to local chapter and say, hey, you just started our club. Can you walk us through the stock ownership guide, right? How to go over this. So that's step forming. Any questions?
I want to pause there.
Any questions in the chat?
At the moment, we don't have any, so let's keep rolling.
I thought that Talib did have a question.
She asked if the templates are available, and I responded that yes, there are as a member on the BIA website. So Macari's going to get that when we have that.
Yep, we're going to do that in about 5 minutes. I think you might make a call. Right. Cost, business setup fees, as far as my state, in Illinois, $90. There's no cost for a number. Then you have the IRS dues. So there is an annual chapter dues of $2, right? And then $45 per person or household, or $1,000 for Core Plus. There's a couple of members levels. So the Core Plus gives you the SSG. So depends on who wants the SSG. Everybody wants access SSG, get that membership. And then my iClub, they have a better bundle than the 2-year subscription, $123. So those are pretty much your cost of setting it up. But you can go from that at later. And so I want to show you my iClub. So this is our club, valuation. And so let me go out to that tool real quick, show you that. So my iClub is the accounting software that I was referencing. As you see, I'm a part of the investment club. I can run, it tells you my first login, my portfolio value, it'll run a report. It tells you pretty much all of our stockholders that we have. Yeah, all the gains, right? Over the past five years, annually we've been getting about 33.4% on our money.
Wow, that's impressive.
Shopify is doing very well with us as a club. And then also you can see the member status as well. So as you see, we have the column for percent ownership. So everyone had their own percentage. Our club operates, we didn't want to lock anyone out of investing. We did a $25 contribution. When I started, I did $100 a month. So that's why you see the difference here. And so by going to my club, it'll tell you how much I put it in the club as well. So this is where I make sure my treasurer got to put in the information for June, right? So it gives you that check balance, and it tells you, I've made 15% on my money, right? Being in the club. So $100 a month, I can either put that money in the savings account and get 6% on it, or I can join the club one day out of the month and get 16% on my money.
So a quick question, how do members make monthly contributions automatically? Are you writing checks?
Great question. I know each club is different depending on, I guess, the makeup of it. So for Bronzeville, we do Zelle Pay to our treasurers. So I was treasurer last year, everyone would just Zelle Pay me, and then I'll transfer cash over to Folio. I've heard some clubs, they will
That's not how you're going to get there. It's a journey. It's not a sprint, as Akari said. So
I think it's very important to be transparent with people. Because a lot of people are skeptical. They think you're trying to, get their money from them. They think that you're trying to come with a different angle. There's all types of things out here for people to invest their money in. And this is really too good to be true. And that's very simple. Invest in good, solid companies for the long haul on a regular basis, and you will be financially free.
And that's it.
So, to answer your question, Kari, your net worth before the market crash was $400,000. That club has been established in 1977. We were looking to be a $500,000 club this year, but the economy said it differently. We got cash that we redistributed. The account now is up to $350,000. So we have... had a significant comeback from the drop. We're not where we were at the beginning of the month of February. But suffice to say, everyone in that club, the ones who've been there since inception, have a rate of return of about 25% year over year in terms of the average. Again, just investing in good, solid companies, the value of the club of $350,000, we hope to get it back up to at least $400,000 before the end of the year, and looking to break that half a million dollar mark in a couple of years.
That's amazing, thanks, Byron.
And this is like I said, this is the ledger, right?
Everyone has access to this tool, the accounting software, you can pull all that stuff, right? I want to stop, wait, before you bring the chart down just a little bit, because I did want to make two quick statements. Number one, outside of Akari and Crew, Chicago just showed up on the call, not for you. But for everybody else that are already saying, I don't know where to start. Number one, this is a card club, one of them, that started with people that did not know. Five years ago. That's number one. They all started not knowing. So credit to them. Number two, if you look at the list of stocks/companies that they own, you cannot tell me, nor can you tell yourself, that you don't know them. So that's point number two of how much credit you should give yourself a chance. Even if you don't know, get connected with better investing and start. And you, you being anyone that has started it, right? I do. You know, my mom bought Nike, and they say, yes. I'm like, how much are you? Some of them say $100. That's all I'm saying, thank you. And look at me like, wow, the sales numbers are going up, and the profits are going up, and I'm making money, and I get a dividend every month. So I'm a shareholder, right? And so that turns in my mind, right? You know, looking at Nike, their share price was at $100, right? So that's not what people kind of retain their mind, and buy the right brainers, right? Buy the right brainers, you know, right? You know, everybody's on Facebook, right now, right? You know, Instagram, you give them all your data, all your photos, they're selling your ads, they're using your content, right? Make money, right? They're all on YouTube, right? Watching things, right? How do they make their money? They're making money off of us, right? Giving them data, all our account. I'm getting money from Facebook because I know everybody's on Instagram and WhatsApp and everything else. So I'm also looking at these companies that are pointing out against racial injustice. Now I'm looking at a lot of these, Apple, Tim Cook came out strong. Amazon. You go to their website, the first banner you see is Black Lives Matter. Nike, the same thing. So all these companies I am looking at who is taking a forceful stand against racial injustice. So that piece matters as well.
You brought up a great point, Jackie. I remember Byron told one time that Reverend Jackson was lobbying against apartheid with Coca-Cola. And so he bought a share of Coca-Cola and went to the annual meeting and he stood up and asked questions to the board of directors. As a shareholder, you have a right to do that. Ask the CEO and all the heads your questions because you are a shareholder. It doesn't matter if you own a million shares or one share, right? You have a right to be in that meeting, right? So you could be a social responsible investor, right? Say, you know what, I want to have that company who respects us as a community, right? But also, if you want to make change, that's another avenue to make change, right? You get a seat at the table, right? We always want to say, how do we get a seat at the table? Well, here's one way we can do it, right? With our dollars, right? Build our economic base. And if we need a call for action, we can all march to that shareholder meeting and make a move and say, hey, this is what we expect from you as a corporation.
Shout out to Shalange.
I know we have about five minutes. I want to go over better investing, right? So our next step is call to action, pretty much talk to your friends and family, socialize about starting a club, right? Come together, see who has interest. Then go to the website and get more information about better investing. This is the Better Investing Network. This is the landing page. You can look at Explore Best Club. Then you can look at Learn About Best Club. And here's our Brian Best Club, myself, my boy Mark Smith with Nike. And pretty much you get a lot of information, right? You get some sample resources. Here's some videos about introduction about that as well. But also, you might say, you know what? I want to find a club near me, right? I know we talked about the model investment club, right? So this is what Jackie was saying, it's free and open to anyone. You can come here and look at a model club and find out where a model club is. You'll meet alongside chapter clubs. So you find out online chapters, right? So there's an online chapter, right? Not near a local chapter. You can join an online rebel chapter. Or, you know, wherever state you're at. Say, hey, I'm interested in joining Better Investing, starting our club. I'm in the DC area, can I get some support? Can I visit a club? Can you help us get started? Now you have a point of contact to kind of help you get started. Go back to how to start that club. There's some more information about how to join, right? In the service team, form your best club. And give you pretty much a lot of information. Kind of step by step, right? With you, I talked about a partnership agreement, that is here, right? Get some other procedures. So this is a place where you go get a lot of great innovation.
Akari, can I ask something real quick?
Sure, sure.
So one of the things that I don't know that you stressed enough was really start from an education standpoint. We started Bronze Investment Club 5 years ago.
many of us were limited in knowledge. And so we really started from a standpoint of educating each other and educating ourselves. And then I think that really helped us to grow our portfolio to really have solid stock that we utilize on an everyday basis for many of us. And so I think that's an important note. Like, don't start off, yes, you want to make money, and that's important, but don't let that be your starting point.
Educating in mind, then that's already your first weeding out of, is it just the money? Am I about to get got? If you can agree on learning together, then I think you can end up trusting to put your money together. Yeah. Because going to do this when I bring my mind, right, how to think about opportunities, this is the thing they're giving me, right? Think, and having that investor mindset, right? And having that ability to kind of discern, what is it that I'm going to do? Break down, what may make a good investment? Where are you at, right? Look at sales, earnings, right? You start to ask a lot of questions, right? So, in my world, you've just been an opportunity, you kind of reference, you better than my model, right? Okay, take a look, what are you getting up here, right? That's pretty much what I had. Hopefully, you know, I don't want to jump on. That's our president right now, who's doing a phenomenal job. She's, you know, a good facilitator, right? Moving along. All our presidents have been, right? I think the other thing too, I've been running in. You form a club, share the responsibilities, rotate positions, right? You don't have one person to be treasurer for 15 years, right?
I have a question. Yes. I didn't hear you say about meetings. When we started out, we were meeting in homes. No, when we started, we were meeting in a hotel in Penn. That was something we should have done. Then we started meeting in homes. And one of the things that we do now, we meet at banks, in the conference room of a bank. When members have their money in the bank, the bank should really allow them to use that conference room so we don't have to pay for what we meet. And for those people that have not started and are thinking about starting, to give you an idea of what a club can do, One of the gentlemen said that they were at $400,000. We started probably more than they started 20 years ago. We started about 30 to 40 years ago. Before the crash, before some of our members took their money out, a lot of members have taken money out. We were at about $800,000 in terms of portfolio. And now that's the club portfolio.
So the club portfolio now is over $600,000. And how much do you put in monthly? We started out with $25 a month, like they did. I just want to make sure I heard that.
You know, got older, and they got retired, got more. Some people put in more now, some people put in $100 a month, all these other kinds of things, and that really escalated how much money we had in the club.
You want to share with us who you are?
Emmanuel Scarborough.
Emmanuel,
thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for sharing.
Thank you. When we started out, we were basically a club of African Americans. And as we went along, they kept dropping out. And Bob Wynn started a club, I think most of you guys know Bob Wynn. And we started another club with African Americans. And I did something probably that was not quite kosher. I would bring the information from the business investment that we had in the club to that club. But people stopped coming, they would not research stock. And now, of our members, we have about 15 members, and we only have two African Americans in the club, and that's unfortunate. And we started out with only three white members in about 15 member club, and these are the kinds of things that have happened.
But thank you, Emmanuel. We're not going to talk about that. Yeah. So don't talk about that. I want to thank you so much, Emmanuel. Before we wrap up, I think we would be remiss if we did not properly introduce Jackie, who is, I like to call her our queen of the best, and she is on our national board. And even though she is not on camera, we want to give you kudos, Jackie, and let you know how very proud and honored we are to have you join us. And for those of you that may not know who Jackie is, she's the voice that you keep hearing, supporting Carrie. Wait a minute, wait a minute. You cannot be more proud than me, this many black people talking about that thing. Like, I'm just over here grinning, you can't see me, but I'm just so beautiful to me.
So even if you know you knew Euro, you got on this call, I'm sure you picked up some nuggets. And you will do that every time before you know it, you will have an armful of nuggets, just like I did.
And Jackie's presentation was earlier. I would encourage everybody in terms of action items, call to action, please. Join our Better Investing South Florida chapter Facebook group, and all of these presentations for my investing story are listed there. You can go back and hear Jackie's story, you can hear Ione's story. It is a phenomenal opportunity for growth. But before we wrap up, I have to share, in case we have people that came on late, to make sure everybody understands. That our national investment corporation, and we are a nonprofit organization founded in 1951 earlier, but we are not professional investment advisors or stock brokers or bond traders. We don't deal in any stock. We don't teach buying on margin or using borrowed money. We don't teach technical analysis or charting. We don't teach option trading. We don't get paid for what we do. We are all volunteers, and we were helped by individuals who were volunteers to help us learn how to analyze stock and how to invest. Better investing has principles which we all follow and a philosophy for financially empowering you and your family and friends. And so I just wanted to make sure we share that because we don't want anybody leaving here thinking this is going to sell you something. There's a membership, it's free for 90 days. If you look in the chat, if you're listening on Facebook or any of the other social media, just go to betterinvesting.org. And as long as the membership lasts, it's at the very bottom. Akari has already showed that at the very bottom of the front page of the website. So with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Ione and Akari to wrap up. And we have another special guest for next week, but you must return at 7 p.m. Eastern Time right here and participate with us. We're going to keep that a secret so that we have a cliffhanger and encourage you to come back and join us next week. Ione?
Well, I just want to thank everybody that showed up. I want to give such a shout out to all of the Chicago people that came out and supported Akari, supported us, spread the wealth. Thank you for lending him to us yet again. If you came on a little late, I said that this is Akari 2.0 session. Since he was in such high demand in his last presentation, Washington first presentation. So,
Akari, I'll let you, Mother McNeil, I love you, and your passion about Akari, I love you, and I'm glad this is the best story. Because then now we're reaching people, right? Just a quick side note, last year, we decided to do a financial empowerment seminar. And Ann and I, we were like, hey, let's do something, put the bulls on, organize, we had a lot of great presenters, presented and stuff. And then that's just the fact of, How do we get our people to get to that club, start that, get them fancy, right? So shout out to you all, starting that. And then we did it again this year, right? And so this is the outcome of that, is you continue that story, keep that motivation, right? And we want you as people to keep motivating us, our people, to learn about a lot of that thing, grow out together, and then spread the knowledge, right? Just don't worry about yourself, right? Spread the knowledge, find some mentor on the journey about that thing, right? Educate your children, right? Let's build generational wealth. When folks pass, let's not pass that around King Bear, our loved ones, right? We want to make sure that we have resources to do that, right? So thank you all for letting me join. Hope that everyone is well. Thank you for the opportunity, and God bless.
All right, thank you, and good everybody. I am a phenomenal job, Akari, always. So we're looking forward to having you back, and we want to thank all of our participants, and we'd like to encourage you also, please save the chat. We have a lot of links here, and go down to the bottom where you see everyone is sharing with us on Zoom. If you go over to the right of that, everyone, and you'll see three little dots, if you click those three dots, you can actually save the chat. And you can have access to this information, and all of the links that are shared. Marshall, Michelle, and especially Teresa, this is also streaming live on podcasts, on blog talks, on some of the other platforms. We could not do this without all of you. And of course, the father of us all, the Bob Wen, he is on Facebook texting and chatting away with everybody. So thank you, Bob, Dean, and Thea, in your absence. We want to thank you for your leadership, Better Investing, and we also want to encourage everybody to please join Better Investing. The annual meeting is actually tonight at 8:30. So we're going to go ahead and wrap up so we can get on that program and continue to learn. So until next time, we'll see you next week. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ann. Bye, y'all.
Bye. Goodbye.